Back in the early 1990s, so probably about 26, 27 years ago, I read a book that had a chapter in it entitled Worlds of Scarcity, Promise of Abundance. Friday, I went online and found this statement. Someone with a scarcity mentality lives in fear that they are going to lose their time or money. Because they believe that there will never be enough, they are in constant competition to stay in top. A person with an abundance mindset focuses on the limitless possibilities that exist in life. Back in September of 2000, I went to a Ronnie Millsap concert in Tiffin, Ohio, at the Ritz Theater. Ronnie has had over 60 country chart hits over the years, and from 1974 to 1989, he actually had 35 different songs go to number one on the country charts. Now, he performed quite a few of them at that concert, but the song that most caught my attention was a number that didn't even reach the top 50 on the Billboard charts in 2000. But it was entitled Time, Love, and Money. We want it all, and we want it now. We move so fast, we can't slow down. We can't get off this merry-go-round. Everybody wants more time, love, and money. Never satisfied, no matter how much. 'Cause even if we had more time, love, and money, never be enough. Everybody wants a piece of the action. But when you add the pieces all up, funny how all that time, love, and money just wouldn't be enough. We work our fingers to the bone. Computers, faxes, beepers, phones. We'll sleep the day we're dead and gone. Everybody wants more time, love, and money. Never satisfied, no matter how much. 'Cause even if we had more time, love, and money, never be enough. Everybody wants a piece of the action. But when you add the pieces all up, funny how all that time, love, and money wouldn't be enough. On Sunday we kneel down and pray. Oh, please forgive our selfish ways. Come Monday, we're back in the race. Everybody wants more time, love, and money. Never satisfied, no matter how much. 'Cause even if we had more time, love, and money, it would never be enough. Everybody wants a piece of the action. But when you add the pieces all up, funny how all that time, love, and money wouldn't be enough. Funny how all that time, love, and money just wouldn't be enough. Friday, I also came across this quote from Stephen Wright, a very short, terse commentary on our times. He states, I think God is going to come down and pull civilization over for speeding. Ronnie's song gives us a powerful description of what happens when we allow ourselves to get entrapped by that scarcity mentality. Very simply, we become driven by greed rather than by actual need. There are two antidotes, two cures for this malady that sacred scripture provides for us. First, we heard last week. Jesus in Mark's gospel said to us, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Mark chapter 6. Sabbath is so essential to our spiritual life. We need that time apart to rest, to get perspective. Secondly, this Sunday, we're going to be taking a five-week break from Mark's gospel. We're in the B cycle of our liturgical church readings, and so most of our gospel readings are from Mark, but the middle of the summer, the church gives us a break, and we begin listening to the sixth chapter of John's gospel, which will include, over the next 4 weeks, Jesus' Bread of Life discourse, his teaching on the Eucharist, but which begins with today's miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes that we just heard proclaimed. Now, this is the only miracle in the Gospels that is found in all four Gospels. And two of the evangelists give us two versions of the story. So actually, if we read all the Gospels, we're going to hear this story of the multiplication of loaves six times. Do you think that just maybe the church is trying to tell us something here? These Gospel stories reassure us that with Jesus, with God, there is always and abundance. We need not give in to those fears, those worries and anxieties that overtake us and can tend to plague us. We need not buy into the lie that there just is not enough to go around. We need to distinguish between wants and needs, between greed and need. The message in every one of these stories about the multiplication of loaves is that God will turn our scarcity into abundance. And in every one of the stories, but especially in John's version that's going to be followed by the Bread of Life discourse, it points to the Eucharist, Jesus' gift of himself, his own body and blood for you and me. John writes the story in such a way that we can come to recognize that in Jesus, God is in our midst. And that with God, no situation is hopeless. When we feel that our own resources are not enough, we can be sure that God will make up the difference. Our God is not a God of scarcity, but a God of abundance. In the Eucharist, Jesus gives us himself and feeds us and nourishes us. And in doing that, he also shows us how to feed and nourish one another. To put all this in another way, when I allow myself to be plagued by the scarcity mentality, and it's very tempting for many of us, I become anxious, fearful, and stressed out. Is that the way we want to live our lives? On the other hand, when I allow God's grace to instill within my mind and my heart the abundance mentality, I become, as a favorite author of mine, Stephen R. Covey, describes in his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, a person who develops, quote, a deep inner sense of personal worth and security. I become blessed with a paradigm that there's plenty out there and enough to spare for everybody. It results, I'm able to share prestige, recognition, profits, decision-making. It opens possibilities, options, alternatives, and creativity. A whole different approach to how we live. In other words, no more being trapped in that rat race or on that merry-go-round that Ronnie was singing about. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be blessed to be able to hear proclaimed Jesus' teaching about the bread of life. Look forward to these upcoming lessons on the Eucharist and how our loving God gives us all that we need, and then some, through the gift of Jesus' body and blood, the bread of life. God's promise and God's loving presence that graces us weekly and even daily, just as God fed the Israelites each day with the manna in the desert. John is the one who makes that connection for us in the way he renders the story. May God continue to abundantly bless us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.